Greetings inside the magic listeners. This is Announcer Jay with a brand new segment called Behind the Magic, where we will explore the magic behind the technology at Walt Disney World. You might recognize my voice from some of the show's segment intros, like the Pirates Rehab updates.
Shift your cargo, dearie. Give him your update.
The merchandise reviews.
Science Center, a merchandise review.
And the listener feedback segment intros.
Inside the Magic, listener feedback.
Skipper Ben and I also tried to hijack the show a few weeks back when Ricky was living out his dream job at Disneyland. Well, Ricky and I spoke about how I could contribute more to the show, and my first suggestion was something along the lines of a technology segment, since I am an electronics engineer by trade. I thought for the first installment we would explore the history of audio animatronics and the advancement of this technology. Now, don't worry, I promise I'm not going to bore you guys with a bunch of excruciatingly detailed high-tech words and information. I'll try to keep this as general as possible so that even non-technical listeners can follow along with these. So, without any further ado, here's the first segment of Behind the Magic. Hope you enjoy.
Inside the Magic proudly presents Behind the Magic.
As we had to learn to make our animated cartoons talk, we had to find a way to make these characters talk too. Now, to accomplish this, we created a new type of animation, so new that we had to invent a new name for it.
Audio animatronics?
Right, audio animatronics.
Let's face it, whether you think so or not, there is some ride or show that has a character in which you find interesting. Whether it's the addition of Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, the Wicked Witch in the Great Movie Ride, Sir from the now-closed Alien Encounters attraction, or even that little blue alien that many of us love to hate in Stitch's Great Escape, everyone can think of at least one audio animatronic figure that they admire. There's a lot of work that goes into creating, programming, perfecting, and maintaining audio animatronic figures. So let's take a brief look into the history of audio animatronics. Some of you might remember walking down Main Street back in the mid to late 70s wondering just how Walt had turned Swampland into Anytown, USA. Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg. What about all the high-tech show and ride technology that was well ahead of its time? Who would have thought that you could board a submarine and set out on a deep-sea excursion, take a ride with 999 happy haunts, or even be entertained by some lovable and amazingly talented bears at the Country Bear Jamboree, just to name a few? Much of this technology utilized something called audio animatronics. Walt's first desire to create audio animatronics came from a miniature whistling bird in a cage. He brought this back to his studios and had his technicians take it apart so that they could see how it worked. Walt then decided that he wanted to make a life-size dimensional object with this technology. Abraham Lincoln was the first life-size human audio animatronic figure created by Disney for the 1964 World's Fair. During the show, Lincoln would give speeches and even stand up from his chair. Pretty high-tech stuff for its time. The first A1 audio animatronic was born. Pneumatic muscles were not powerful enough to move larger objects, like an artificial human arm, so hydraulics technology was used for large figures. On-off movements would cause the arm to either be up over the artificial man's head with the on switch, or down with the off switch, but no movement in between. To create realistic in-between movements in large figures, an analog system was used. The digital system was used with small pneumatic moving limbs, such as eyelids, beaks, fingers, and the analog system was used for the large hydraulic human or animal moving limbs, like arms or heads. To permit a high degree of freedom, the control cylinders, which resembled typical miniature pneumatic or hydraulic cylinders, would have a ball joint and threaded rod mounted to the back of them. This ball joint permitted the cylinders to float freely inside the frame, such as when the wrist joint rotates and flexes. Disney's technology is not infallible, however. The oil-filled cylinders do occasionally drip or leak. It is sometimes necessary to do makeup touch-up work, or to strip the clothing off of a figure due to leaking fluids inside. The Tiki Room remains a pneumatic theatrical set, primarily due to the leakage concerns. Disney doesn't want hydraulic fluids dripping down onto unsuspecting audiences during the show. Figures like the host in the Carousel of Progress, also an A1 model, were programmed with a mechanical suit worn by the programmer. The audio animatronic figure would react to each movement that the programmer made. Because of the limits of data storage at the time, the number of moving components was reduced. Instead of each finger moving, all four would move simultaneously. Then, with the advancement of computers and storage, the Digital Animation Control System, or DAX, was born. Animators could now manipulate figure movements using a console of buttons and knobs, enabling them to quickly insert, delete, or adjust actions. The finished show is controlled by DAX playback, which simultaneously relays data and cues to speakers, lights, special effects, and audio animatronics figures. As technology progressed into the 1980s, so did the control system. Today, a control system composed of multiple DAX controls the audio animatronics figures for both Epcot and the Magic Kingdom from a single remote location. The skin of the human-like audio animatronic is made from silicone rubber. The facial appearance is painted onto the rubber, and standard cosmetic makeup is also used. Over time, the flexing causes the paint to loosen and fall off. So occasionally, makeup work and repainting is required. Generally, as the rubber skin flexes, the stress causes it to dry and begin to crack. Figures that don't have a high degree of motion flexibility, such as the older A1 series Lincoln, may only need to have the skin replaced every 10 years. The more recent A100 series human audio animatronics, such as for Bill Clinton and George Bush in the Hall of Presidents, also include flexion actuators that move the cheeks and eyebrows to permit more realistic expressions. But the skin wears out more quickly and needs replacement at least every 5 years. Let's fast forward now to a more well-known audio animatronic at the now-closed Alien Encounters attraction at the Magic Kingdom, Sir. Sir was an A100 audio animatronic, which meant all of his fingers could move independently, and he had much more movement possibilities than that of the earlier A1 audio animatronics. Sir moved in a way that had not been previously seen before. He could smoothly and quickly turn and shift his weight from leg to leg, and even bend at the waist. This technology, also called compliance, allows movement to be more fluid, faster, and natural. In the older A1 audio animatronic figures, a fast limb movement would cause the figure to shake in a weird, unnatural way. So the movements had to be slowed. Speed was sacrificed to gain control. This was frustrating for animators who wanted some faster movements. The new compliance technology allows fast movements with control as well. It works by allowing a limb to pass the point where it is commanded to stop, and slow to a stop instead of an immediate stop, which caused the shaking. This absorbs shock, much like the shock absorbers on a car, or the natural shock absorption in a living body. Now for some final facts and figures. The first A100 audio animatronic figure was the Wicked Witch, who debuted in the Great Movie Ride at the Disney MGM Studios in 1989. The Stitch's Great Escape attraction, which hosts the 39-inch Stitch audio animatronic, is the most advanced A100 audio animatronic figure created by Disney Imagineering to date. He walks around on the elevated platform. That is, his figure is designed to appear to step around the center containment chamber. His arms move, his ears and spine spikes twitch, he blinks, laughs, growls, and even turns 360 degrees. Stitch is also the first audio animatronic figure to spit. The tracking cannons that follow Stitch's DNA each weigh more than 1,600 pounds. This concludes our look at the history of audio animatronics. If you have any comments or questions about this segment or any future technology segments, you can contact me, Announcer Jay, on the ITM forums. Until next time, this is Announcer Jay with your Behind the Magic segment, and now back to you, Ricky.